More than half of the 700,000 new enrolments to the AEC for the upcoming election were from 18 to 24-year-olds, so hundreds of thousands, as the major parties and independents feverishly make their final pitches in the final 48 hours before the election. Are they resonating with the issues of young people? Associate Professor at ANU's College of Law, Faith Gordon, supports lowering the voting age and is a director of the Youth Justice Network. She's given her analysis on young people and this election to ABC News Radio's Claudia Jambor.
Well, the issues that young people, particularly those under 18, but also those over 18, in relation to climate action, the precarious economy, housing, mental health, jobs and future prospects. We know these through research are the key issues that young people are really concerned about. Yet we haven't seen these issues really being addressed by the major parties in their election campaigning. And we know as well too that there is a general distrust amongst young people in relation to mainstream politics in Australia. And this is something that is a growing distrust in many, many other Western democracies as well. We've seen in other countries that don't have compulsory voting systems that there's been huge falling voter turnout rates and declining membership of political organisations. So more broadly, globally, young people are feeling that the politicians and the parties that are available for them to vote for don't really represent the issues that they care most about.
The AEC says that of the new enrolments for this upcoming election, more than 300,000 were people aged between 18 and 24, that age bracket. What do you think that will do in terms of their voter power this election?
Well, the voter rates show that young people have a lot to say and they want to engage with their very basic democratic citizenship right. And there have been discussions in Australia on the ground in state and territory level in the ACT and New South Wales about lowering the voting age, and that proposal has been put forward. Because many young people, as research shows, feel that they don't have a voice or a say in Australian society. So voting is one way in which people can have a say, and we're seeing that with the voting. And we're seeing that in relation to the sign-up rates, but also it also highlights again about this general distrust that exists in relation to our mainstream political parties and their policies in relation to representing the issues that young people want to see addressed. You know, they have the most at stake in relation to the decisions that are being made. On into the future, these decisions are going to affect their lives. And really, the distrust that exists is really a big wake-up call to our main political parties that they need to be going into settings that matter for young people, like schools and higher education venues, and they really need to listen to young people's opinions. There has been a huge absence of the issues that concern young people in this election campaign. We're not seeing those coming forward.
Triple J Hack has done an analysis of the electoral enrolment data and mapped federal electorates with the highest proportion of young voters. Some of the key federal electorates are in southeast Queensland, they say could be decided by young voters. A quarter of voters in two neighbouring seats, Brisbane and Griffith, are aged between 18 and 29. Mind you, both those seats are marginal. Do you think that young people may potentially decide the outcome here, given that?
Given the statistics that you mentioned, yes. In terms of that, if all of the young people come out to vote that have signed up, depending on the person that they or the parties that they align with and their views, that could have an impact, just like any other social group or cohort. But there is a lot of diversity amongst, in terms of young people as a social group. So we can't really predict the ways in which they're going to vote until we see, more data and more research really done in that space in Australia. And as I've said, young people are a really diverse group. And like any other social group, they have a diversity of views and opinions as well. So we should remember that too.
That was Associate Professor Faith Gordon there speaking with ABC News Radio's Claudia Jambor.